nice to be back home. I don't know what to say really other than I thought we played pretty well, especially in the first half. I thought we were really as good defensively as I've ever seen this team play. And so I'm really proud of them, proud of their effort, and proud of them hanging in through a long stretch where we played most of our games on the road and coming back and getting a good home victory. We obviously caught Kentucky on a night where they were off, and I said before the game, and I still believe it, I think they're playing as well as anybody in the league. I think we just happened to catch them on a night, and it was our night. It wasn't theirs. Sometimes in this league, things can snowball on you. We had it happen to us a few weeks ago, and it's just the nature of how this league can be. It's a tough league, but we were really pleased with our effort and really pleased with our execution. Like I said, I can't say enough about our team's play.
Kevin, you mentioned defense, but at the same time, during the big stretch of the first half, it seemed like layup after layup after layup. So on both ends of the floor, was that about as good as you guys could execute?
Well, we were pretty stellar, I thought. We were getting good shots, and I thought we were executing well. I thought it was a really I thought in the first half we had some great possessions of half-court offense. We were in our motion a little bit, and I thought we did a good job of moving the ball from side to side. As a matter of fact, at one point, I was so pleased that I leaned over to Tom Richardson. I said, I think that's our best offensive possession of the year. We just moved it from side to side and screened and cut and ended up with a shot right at the basket. So, yeah, I would say on both ends of the floor, that's as well as we played, for sure.
Have a snapshot of what you dream up, just it all comes together.
Well, you know, the truth is you really don't dream. You don't dream like that. I didn't think we could be ahead of somebody 41-11 if those guys were playing us coaches, and we started hitting shots, and they missed a couple of easy ones, and then, you know, the crowd got into it, it was just our night, you know, and again, I don't know how to explain it. It just happens sometimes when you least suspect it, and it was not their night, and it was ours.
How do you handle halftime when you're up that high and the guys are sitting in the locker room and you don't want them to let down?
Just ask them not to let down. That's really all you can do is appeal to their senses and say that we want to go out and continue playing the way we played in the first half. And we did, probably for the first 10 minutes or the first 12 minutes, and then sort of that inevitable, you know, that inevitability of a letdown took over, I thought. But, again, we weren't going to hold them. I would have taken 52 to start the game, and that's what we got. So, I'm really happy with how we played.
Kevin Patterson 0-for-1 in the first half. Can you talk about the defense on him?
Well, I thought that part of the key was we were able to get some fouls called on him, and that affects anybody's play. And so we were able to get him in a little bit of foul trouble. I thought our guys were really, really alert. We talked about what we wanted in our game plan, and we went over it. We came in Sunday night, and we talked about it. We didn't do much, but we walked them through it, and we showed them what we wanted, and then we came out yesterday and worked on it. Went through it again today at the walkthrough, so they had three chances at it to really know and understand what we wanted, and they executed it beautifully.
Kevin, two turnovers, I think, in the first 35 minutes tonight, especially after all the trouble you had earlier in the year. How do you explain something like that?
Well, I finally took over being the taking care of the ball coach. The assistants had been, you know, our turnover coach up until about three games ago. And, no, I don't know. I don't know. I knew that earlier in the season we were capable of taking better care of the ball. And sorry, my nose itch. But I didn't. We just have to make better decisions with it. And I would be a real happy coach if that bugaboo didn't rear its ugly head again. Because, go ahead.
How much correlation does that have to the defensive improvements you've seen the last couple games, too?
Well, it's hard to guard people when they're getting fast break layups when you turn over the ball to them. The first time we played them, they scored 20 points off of our turnovers. And they out-rebounded us 45-23. They took us out to the woodshed and whipped us. And because we've got guys with great character and great heart, we fought our way back in that game. They whipped us in that game. We almost won, but they still whipped us. And we didn't want to get whipped again. But we got whipped up there. So we fought a little harder today, I thought, and took better care of the ball. And that helps your defense, which is the question you asked. It helps your defense because now they're playing against a set defense as opposed to, you know, 1-on-0 or 2-on-1.
Kevin, you had said yesterday that you thought the momentum had been built over these previous three games and you just wanted to maintain that today. Did you feel like in practice these last couple of days, that you seen anything that led you to believe tonight was there?
No, I did not see this coming in any way, shape, or form. Now, we had a good workout yesterday. As I said, we didn't do much Sunday night, but we had a very good workout yesterday. But, you know, again, not of this magnitude, but I just think that we got production from everybody. Our bench came in. All of those guys played well, and obviously our starters played well. And so when you go 10 deep and you have guys really playing, then you have a good chance to win, and that's what we had tonight. For the better part of the game, we had 10 guys that were really giving it and bringing it, and they were fantastic.
Coach, you mentioned how you saw your guys put together some of the best offensive possessions of the season tonight. Would you be able to say that tonight you saw the team's best defense of the year so far?
Well, certainly in the first half, that's as good as we've played, but it was as good as we've been on both ends for quite a while. It was nice to score some points, and we've kind of been stuck in these 60 games, and we'd rather play like this. We'd rather be in the 90s, and we don't mind if they're in the 60s, but we'd rather be in the 90s.
Talk about Ross's game tonight.
Well, I thought that Ross and or Jermaine, I thought they had to hit some shots for us tonight because of the way I thought Kentucky would guard us, and they both did. And I think that was a huge key for us. Ross got out of the gate making shots and making plays. You know, Ross guarded Patterson. Did it was unbelievable. I mean, he was incredible. Allen was incredible. And then our help was incredible. Patterson's as good as any freshman I can remember in this league and since I've been in it. I mean, if you ask me to pick one guy since I've been in this league, one freshman, I'd give it some thought, but I don't know of anybody that I think of that I would think more highly of than him. And we were able to surround him and get some pressure on the ball and take away their easy looks inside. So Ross was not only extremely productive offensively, but he was the man for us defensively.
Coach,
he's feeling better. Yeah, I would say he's back to 100%. And I really liked how he played tonight. I really liked how AJ played tonight. I looked down at his numbers. He got 19 and 12 and in 24 minutes, and that's a pretty solid outing. He worked for the ball and finished balls, finished baskets, and finished plays. And so it was real pleasing to see him play well. Thank you.